Glen Harps on Highland in association with BNS Credit Union Ballybuffet, who make online banking easy. Pay your bills, transfer money, view your balances, and don't forget to download the app. Register now at bnscu.ie/register. BNS Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Chairman, I'm sure you enjoyed the 1992 hit Africa from Toto. Bringing good form in there. What's your game like, Dermot, for the final stages? You can bring it right up there.
Yeah, Marty, we're into the final minute of injury time. There was 6 minutes indicated by the fourth official. We've played five of those. No change to scoreline. Harps well in control. They lead by 3-1 against the Bray Wanderers side, whose task was made all the more difficult tonight when they went down to 10 men. 9 minutes into the second half, Billy O'Neill, their wide man, shown a red card for a challenge on Eder Zurich, one of those over-the-top challenges which the Bray man didn't get away with. The referee was close at hand. Match referee Damien McGrath immediately went for his pocket, went for the red card. It was one of those nights where there was so many cards issued, quite a number of bookings. Perhaps the only surprise is that there's only one man sent off at this stage, and it's been one of those feisty, needly affairs. But Harps managed to turn things round. Remember, they fell behind on 7 minutes. Kane Curtis scoring for Bray Wanderers, who had started this game very well. Curtis had a couple of chances before he eventually opened the scoring, shooting past Harps keeper Barbosa. Harps were level on 13 minutes. Brilliant header from Josh Cullen from Gavin McTeer's free kick. One apiece, and then Harps were in front on 26 through Max Hutchinson. Then that penalty from Mpongo on 28. So 2 goals in the space of 3 minutes. More or less decided this issue as the full time whistle goes, and Harps were good value for that half time lead. They ended the first half on the front foot, and it was a really, really entertaining first half. Just looking at my notes, didn't write as much down in the second half. It was a wee bit less frantic, let's put it that way. But that sending off early in the second half for O'Neill more or less killed off Bray's challenge. In fairness, with 10 men, they played well and they continued to push. But Harps had a couple of chances of their own. Max Hutchinson, going close from a Tony McNamee corner shortly from the end. And then just as you were coming across, right at the finish, Shawnee Bradley, one of the Harps substitutes, playing in Mikey Place. But he shot over when he really should have done better. But all in all, good performance from Harps. This is a good victory for them, and they continue this run in the FAI Senior Cup. That's them into the last eight of the competition, and it'll be interesting to see now, can they pick up a home draw? Wouldn't it be great? Sligo Rovers are also into the last eight. Derry City play tomorrow night. They host Drogheda. Also through Cork City, well, they look to be on their way through. They lead against Waterford late in that game down at Turner's Cross. Kerry have beaten Cove by 2-0, and Galway United safely through against Salt Hill Devon. There will be three more fixtures this weekend. That's 5 games played tonight, and then we'll have the draw for the last eight of the FAI Senior Cup. Next weekend, Harps return to league action. They've got 2 league matches in a row here against Athlone Town and Treaty United. It's going good for Harps. This is another good result and another good performance from Kevin McHugh's side. Certainly an uplift in fortunes for the Ballybuffet club, and they'll be delighted to have come from behind to take the victory in this one tonight. Final score from Finn Park and Ballybuffet. It's Finn Harps 3, Bray Wanderers 1.